The question is this: what is it that has some of us find our way to the top of our game, to overcome adversity and challenges, resistance and self-sabotage, to rise from the ashes time and time again? What is it that has everyday people just like you and I act boldly in the name of their passions and live out their wildest dreams in this lifetime? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Carrie McCauley, and this is Choose Unstoppable.
Hello, and welcome to Choose Unstoppable. My name is Carrie McCauley, and today you are tuning in for a Between the Lines episode, which is one of our shorter episodes where we unpack a previous interview. Today, we're going to be talking about the interview with Janine Holmes. I hope you had a chance to listen to this one already, because she is a powerhouse. Janine is a makeup artist and hairstyle artist to the stars, literally Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, the Prime Minister of Canada, Demi Lovato, Rachel Hollis. Like, her list is, I could probably spend the entire episode listing the people that she's worked with. But what I was most interested in talking to her about is how she got to the top of her game. You know, she shared a story of, you know, she had this job when she was starting out with MAC Cosmetics, which is a very prominent cosmetics brand, almost kind of like the dream scenario for her. And she lost her job. She had been with them for years, and she got laid off, and it was really one of the defining moments in her career. And so please go back and listen to that story, because there is so much to learn from. But as always, today I want to just focus in on one area that Janine touched on, and that was when she'd lost her job. There was a moment where she was finding her motivation from, I need to show people that I can do this. I know that I have this in me. I have to go. I have to keep going. She talked about the hustle being something that was so profound in making sure that she got to where she got. But this idea of believing in yourself, even when no one else does. And I can't help but be moved by that thought, that in order to be successful, we have to believe in ourselves, even when nobody else does. And that it's not about how good you are right now, because you can get better at anything. You can tweak things. You can always improve. It's how badly do you want it? And how much do you believe that you're capable 100% of having whatever it is that you're setting your heart to? Are you willing to look bad? Are you willing to try new things? Are you willing to work harder, to sleep less, to cry sometimes? Are you willing to be the only one who knows you're going to make it? Because there is no other option. In the interview, I called her the Michael Jordan of makeup artistry, and not because she was so incredible, which she obviously is, but because people like Michael Jordan, you know, he got cut from his basketball team either in high school or in college. I can't remember the exact story, but obviously there was a moment where the greatest player of all time, arguably one of the best, let's say, you know, had somebody prominent in his life say, you know, you're not cut out for this. You're not going to make the team. It reminds me of people like J.K. Rowling, who, you know, hundreds of no's to her Harry Potter book proposals. And somehow she knew that she had to keep going, that she was going to, she was going to make it. She had to believe in herself even when no one else did. And so, you know, look around at your own life. Where have you been stopped by somebody else or some industry or some standard telling you that maybe you're not cut out for this? Because that isn't actually what the defining factor is. The defining factor is, what are you going to do with that? And Janine demonstrated so perfectly, the mecca of her industry saying, you know what, thanks, but no thanks, inspired her to go and show the world what she was made of. And she worked harder, she expanded her tools, and she got to the top, beyond the top of what was even her wildest dreams back then. And so I think what, you know, as I'm talking and I, as we listen to Janine's interview, ultimately that belief in yourself and then just don't quit, the combination of believing in yourself and not quitting, like truly choosing unstoppable, that's the thing that gets us to the top of our game. Everything else is just something that, you know, we either have to get a little better at or tweak or learn or grow from. But if you can believe in yourself when no one else does and you don't quit, I think that's really it. I think anything is possible. Okay, so I'm going to leave it there for today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening today. It would mean the world to me if you enjoyed the content to please leave a review and a rating and subscribe to the show. It'll help others find us so that we can spread this important message. We'll see you in the next episode. Until then, choose unstoppable.